Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Maximizing Your Potential by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
Matthew 25, starting at verse 14. And it reads, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his servants and delivered unto them his goods." Now, if you have a paper Bible, a couple of things I want you to highlight there. First of all, it says that first verse says he delivered unto them his goods. His goods is something to highlight there. Verse 15. "And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man," highlight this, "according to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money." Highlight that, his Lord's money. "And after a long time," highlight that, long time. "After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them." Reckoning means settle accounts. "And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents. So he has a total of 10. Saying, "Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou delivered unto me 2 talents. Behold, I've gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid." Now, he just should have left that other part out. So that's a lie. That whole verse, he said that was a lie. I'm probably not going to get to that today, but I'll get to it in this series. Here's the real deal. "I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine." I never saw this here. Everybody else said here, like they came and presented it. He didn't even present it. He said, there it is. There, right there. See, I dug right there. Get it out the ground. "There thou hast thy talent." His Lord answered and said to him, "Thou wicked and slothful, no good, low down, trifling." I'm sorry. "Thou wicked and slothful servant. Thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not straw. If that's why you really thought, then thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchanges in the bank, in the market. And then at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury or interest. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. Here's the principles. For unto everyone that hath, shall be given, and he shall have abundance. Let me got to stop right there. Hold that right there. Because I wasn't planning on teaching or saying this today, but the Lord just showed me. Everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. Everyone that hath, from what I started out with, and make it increase. That's how you have abundance. So God always gives seed to the sower. He starts you out with something. He would be wrong if he didn't start you out with anything. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not, that instead of adding, you subtract. And from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I want to speak today and start the series today from the subject, maximizing your potential. Everybody say maximizing your potential. Look at somebody around you with some attitude and tell them you ought to maximize your potential. Most of you have heard that I've been in church all my life, and there's, other than some of these spontaneous songs that folks come up with, generally I know all the hymns, I know all the songs, but there was a song we used to sing in Sunday school as a little child that said, I am a promise. Any of y'all remember the song, I am a promise? I am a promise. I am a possibility. I am a promise. With a capital P, I am a great big bundle of potentiality. And if you listen, you can hear God's voice. And if you ask him, he'll help you make the right choice. I am a promise to be anything God wants me to be. You don't know that one, huh, Sean? You don't know, but you heard it. Okay. I am a promise. I'm a great big bundle of potentiality. In other words, don't get deceived by who I am right now, what I look like right now. I am full of potential. God can do something great with me. Where I am right now is not where I'm going to end up. I am in increase mode right now. God's changing things in my life right now. I have potential. Potential means is latent qualities or abilities that may be developed and lead to future success or usefulness. So you have something in you that's not quite seen yet. Potential is the possibility of something happening or of someone doing something in the future. Potential is having or showing the capacity to become or develop into something more in the future. So it's hidden capacity. It's hidden ability. The word potential is an early 19th century word, and it came from the Latin word potentialis, which comes from the word potentia, which means power. And at the root of that, we see something else which comes from the word potent, which means power or ability. So when we talk about potential, that means you have some hidden power. You have some hidden abilities in you that God wants to get out of you and to show forth through you. So potential is that which is already in you. Everybody say already in you.
Already.
Glory to God. A lot of times we're looking for someone to give us this and looking for someone to give us that. And you're saying, if I just had somebody to loan me some money or give me a business plan, if somebody just give me a break, if somebody just take me under their wings, if somebody give me the right job, if they would let me in this school, I would be able to do this or that. Everything that God's going to do with you is going to start with something in you. Stop looking around and start looking within. Just like The prophet told the woman who came to him, said, they're going to take my sons away. And your servant, my husband served you, but now he's dead and we're left in debt. And the first thing he said to her, he said, well, go take a business loan. That ain't what he said. He asked her the first question. He said, what do you have in your house? What potential do you already have? And he was talking about her physical house. But I'm telling you, anytime you want to, you get ready to do something, or believing for something, you need to ask yourself that rhetorical question. What do I have in my house? That's you. What has God already put in you? What has he enabled you, equipped you, and gifted you, and helped you to do better than other folks you know around you? I know people today who are in business because someone who they respected in spiritual authority said, you need to do something with that. One of my friends, we heard him talk about, he has several fried chicken restaurants. This was down in Charleston and Florence. All because his spiritual parents would come around and he would give them like what he should do. Give him the preaching meal. Gave him some fried chicken. No quiche. No broccoli casserole. Fried chicken. Can't go wrong. And she would eat that chicken and she would say, you need to do something with these wings. You need to do something with these wings. And that's all she just said and keep on going. And then finally it occurred to him that she was speaking something to him. Something stirred up to him. Well, you need to do something with these wings. Well, he figured, I'm already doing something I'm making for you. No. You need to do something that can create some income with these wings. He had never thought about doing that. But he's realized the potential of those wings. Some of y'all got some wings that got some potential. Look to your neighbor and say, those wings can fly. Those wings can fly. Maybe I can get Pastor Marshall to do some of that banana pudding. I ain't going to get started on that. Because some of y'all going to try to get into the contest and you ain't going to win. Anyway. Not with Pastor Marshall banana pudding. Don't try. Last time I did this, I said that people won't try to test me. And then get mad. Because how am I banana pudding? And what I tell you, I told you you ain't going to win. Now you're mad. Make me something else. Potential is that was already in you that is yet to be displayed through you and come from you. Potential is that which is in you but yet to be manifested through you. Potential is concealed ability that will one day become revealed ability. Conceal, but it's going to be revealed. Conceal, but it's going to be revealed. Conceal, but it's going to be revealed. Pastor Chandler had preaching ability when he was failing in high school. It was just concealed. Are y'all listening to me? A lot of times, see, we look at people much later, we think all of a sudden God just put that on him. All of a sudden he just put that. All of a sudden, no. It was there all the time. But potential has to be developed. Potential needs the right opportunity. Potential got to be put in the right atmospheres. And in the right environment. And in the right ground. Potential. Concealed ability that one day become revealed ability. Every boy has potential to be a man. And when you start seeing them getting big toward being something else, you got to remind them what they got the potential to be. Y'all don't like me now. I don't mean any harm, y'all. Because I've watched this. Sometimes we look at something, yeah, that potential can go either way. Sometimes we look at something, yeah, he always was a little, no. Well, no, we're going to, no, stop walking like that. Stop walking like that. We're going to show you how to walk. Because you got the potential to be a man. Y'all don't like me now. Train up a child in the way he should, not want him. Not what he feel like he want to do. Train him up in the way he should go. Every boy has the potential to be a man. Every girl has the potential to be a woman. Every puppy got the potential to be a dog. Every kitten got the potential to be a cat. Every calf got the potential to be a cow. Every tadpole has the potential to be a frog. Every ugly caterpillar has the potential to be a beautiful butterfly. Potential. But I'm not just talking about using potential. The subject of this series is to maximize your potential. To maximize, it means to make it as large as it can possibly be. To grow it to its ultimate capacity. To make the best and the most use of something is to maximize it. To get everything out of something is to maximize it. Years ago, I told y'all when we were, when our church first started growing down on River Drive, I think I shared either last Wednesday or last Sunday about the chair story and the Lord, and I was telling the Lord I wanted a place for 300 people, and the Lord said, well, if I give you 300, if I give you a place to seat up 300 people right now, where are they going to sit? Because all you have is 150 seats. So we went into a seat chair acquisition project, buying more seats than we needed at the moment, because the Lord, that was an act of faith to where we were going. But not only that, I was asking for a much larger place, and the Lord told me I had not maximized the place where we were. Because we came in into this little room that seated 80, I think, total maybe by 80. If we put 100 people in there, we'd be violating fire code. And so, but on through this wall here, through these doors, was an empty warehouse that needed HVAC system. It would have to need everything. It was just an empty warehouse. And I wanted to get out without renovating that place. I want another building that also maximizes where you are. You got the space there. Maximize it. So now I had to go to a project to renovate that because I wanted more space. But God said, you got more space right where you are. You're just not maximizing it. Sometimes maximization takes work. Sometimes maximization is going to stretch you. Sometimes maximization is going to take a little more effort. In other words, maximizing potential is not always comfortable. I got the potential to have a six pack. I got the potential. But it's probably going to hurt. I may not be able to eat the cheese doodles I like. I may not be able to get up and go get my Oreo Klondike bar out the refrigerator. Or my barbecue Pringles as often as I like. Ask your neighbor, how bad you want to maximize? How bad you want to maximize? Because maximization is going to take some discipline. God created every person with potential. This ability to become greater than you are. God created everyone with the capacity to do more than you're doing. God created everyone with the capacity to go further than where you started. I mean, you have to accept that as a foundation. That especially in the kingdom of God, all the more the kingdom, I don't believe in anyone, but we are not in a caste system. A caste system is a form of social order that the class you're born in is the class you die in. If you're born poor, you die poor. That's why many of us remember that movie Slumdog Millionaire. Okay, and in India has historically been a class system. You were in one of the stratas. You were either in royalty class, you were in middle class, or you were in the poor class, or whatever. And the twain didn't meet, and people didn't go in and out of different classes. Some of y'all don't realize that's why America is the envy of the world, Because as much as we complain about America, most people from other countries see America as a place where no matter where you start, you don't have to end there. It's a place of opportunity. It's a place that you can live your dream. It's a place that you can come from a single parent and an abandoned father and end up in the White House. And so people see America as a place of potential. Now, if you don't realize that, you just sit around complaining. You complain about all the negative things without realizing the potential, despite the negative thing. One of the things, now right now I'm going to sound like I need to be wearing a flag this morning. But one of the things that I'm grateful about America is that even in the Constitution and in the Declaration of Independence, there were foundational principles that later was brought back to their consciousness. We believe that all men are created by their, all men are created with inalienable rights, and all men are created equal. And even though America wasn't living up to it, Dr. Martin Luther King kept saying, listen, you wrote a check, but you ain't letting us cash it. You have the potential to do what you said. Potential means that there's a picture of better. There's a picture of greater. And God created everyone with potential. And unless potential is maximized, you will never be all God had in mind for you to be. Unless your potential is maximized, you will never see all that God intended for you to see. So God tells Abraham, walk before me. Walk the land. Look northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land that you see, you have the potential to possess. All the land that you see, I'll give it to you. That's why, listen, before you even go grab it, you need to see it. You got to change your confession. Because, see, some of us, we came out of backgrounds where people readily say things like, I just don't see that. I don't see that. I don't see that. I don't see how that can happen. I've never seen that. Glory to God. Just because you never seen it before doesn't mean God won't let you see it. Amen. Everybody say, Lord, increase my vision. Look at Genesis 1. God created mankind with potential. Genesis 1, verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit yielding tree, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Whose seed is in itself. Everybody say, whose seed is in itself. Seed is potential. God created trees, created grass, but he put in it a seed. Everything he created with a seed. And a seed is potential. The seed was in itself. I start off saying, stop looking from around. Stop looking around. Start looking within. What seed of potential has God put in you? Seed is potential. And everything that God created, he put a seed in it, listen, so he would never have to create it again. God created one time. And a lot of stuff we looking for God to create. God said, I'm not creating anything. I created it already. I put the seed in you. Now you go take the seed and produce from it. Because I've already given you everything you need. I'm not creating anything else. I have rested from my creation. The seed is in itself. What are you doing with the seed that God put in you? Are you complaining about who won't give you an opportunity? Are you talking about the man or the woman or your background or the abuse or the firing or the foreclosure or the divorce? Or are you still saying, I got some seed in me. which means I have potential. See this potential. And everything God created put a seed in itself. Look at Mark 4. Mark 4. And he said, whereunto shall he liken the kingdom of God? Now, when Jesus referred, now, we can get, I don't want to get too deep and theological, because some theologians distinguish between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven is talking about what happened in heaven. The kingdom of God is talking about God's exercise of dominion over man. But for the sake of this understanding here, when he talks about the kingdom, he's talking about how things work in God's system.
God has equipped us all with potential. It's our responsibility to tap into it. Bishop Herbert Bailey gives you the tools to maximize your God-given potential in this transforming series. Order this powerful message today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. For immediate access, subscribe to Right Direction TV. Ask for Maximizing Your Potential.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.